In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One afternoon in December of 1991, I was standing in line outside Pizza Hut for 2 hours, waiting to get in and get a table in the restaurant. I couldn't wait to sink my teeth into that cheesy goodness. I was even excited about the salad bar and the soft breadsticks. And the reason I was so excited about this dining experience and willing to stand in line in sub-freezing weather as snow fell on my head was that I was in Moscow, in Russia. And I'd been in Moscow at that point for 3 months. And you couldn't get pizza in Russia until December of that year when Pizza Hut opened up its first location in the capital of what was then the Soviet Union. On that cold day in December 24 years ago, as in the shadow of the Kremlin, I craved pizza. 3,000 years ago, as the children of Israel made their temporary home in the Sinai Desert, they craved the foods that they had once loved in Egypt. Today's Old Testament reading from the book of Numbers, they say, if only we had meat to eat. Oh, we remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt for nothing. The cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. But now, there's nothing at all but this manna to look at. Now, these days when we say it was like manna from heaven, that's a good thing. But for the Israelites in the desert, manna was a far cry from a tasty leek. What is it that we want? What should we want? Because we should be careful about what we want. Jesus makes that abundantly clear in this morning's gospel passage when he talks about where our cravings can lead us. He says, if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell. What we want, what we crave, can cause us to stumble off God's path because craving sets our mind on obtaining things for ourselves, often at the expense of others or our own health. Craving can cause us to veer off the path that leads to the peace of God. And what is that peace that comes from God? Several years ago, the British newspaper The Economist printed an article on the surprising happiness of the servants from the Philippines who work in the city of Hong Kong. These are women who are living away from their home country, away from their families, and working for employers who are often harsh. The author of the article writes, hence a mystery. Those who should be Hong Kong's most miserable are, by all appearances, its happiest. And the article concludes that this surprising happiness has to do largely with the notion of kapwa, a word in the Filipino culture that roughly translates into shared being. And that the article describes in this way. In essence, it means that most Filipinos, deep down, do not believe that their own existence is separable from that of the people around them. Everything, from pain to a snack or a joke, is there to be shared. Their happiness also has to do with a connection to God. The author points out that 97% of Filipinos believe in God, and 65%, according to a survey, feel, quote, extremely close to God. A Roman Catholic priest in Hong Kong named Father Lim believes that this intimate approach to faith is one reason why there is very little drug abuse or suicide among the Filipino servants in Hong Kong. Their happiness has to do with their relationship to God and each other, and very little to do with the accumulation of money. These servants don't have much money to begin with and spend very little on themselves. They send most of their earnings back to their families in the Philippines. Their happiness certainly doesn't spring from having a lot of stuff. So it must be through something else, through their connection to God and each other, that they are decidedly happier than their much wealthier employers. These women could cry out to God about the things they don't have in this life, just as the Israelites do in today's Old Testament reading. But instead, they share what they do have with each other, and that brings a greater joy. Jesus tells us in this morning's gospel reading, "Whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward." As it turns out, that reward is not only in the next life, but in this one as well. Amen.